Daf Chof Aleph, we're holding. Yeah. The Mishnah. Kol Sho Shemut Alechol, any time on Erev Pesach that you're allowed to eat chometz, is Alocha Maichol Lebheima. You're allowed to give the chometz to your behemoth to eat also. In other words, Pasha is saying that it's Mutab Hanur. Hu Adin Lechaya Uloifus, you can give chometz that you own, your bread, you can give it to Yechaya and to Yoifus, to the birds. O Maichol Anochri, you're allowed to sell your chometz still to a guy. So for any time in Erev Pesach, the fourth hour, that you're allowed to eat chometz, Pshita is still Mutab Bahanor, you're allowed to sell it to a guy. And it's Mutab Bahanor also, you can have any enjoyment you want from the chometz still. But the Gemara is going to ask, Pshita, once it tells that you can sell it to a guy, so you see it's Mutab Bahanor, why does the Mishnah have to say again, Mutab Bahanor? Now, Ovar Zmanoi, when it passes the time when you're not allowed to eat it anymore, then the Mishnah says, Osa Banosai. That's the time that's also for you to have any enjoyment from the chometz. It's Osa Banor. Now, what does it mean it's Osa Banor? So the Mishnah, V'lo Yasik Boitan of the Kirayim, you're not allowed to take this bread and use it for fuel, like to burn in your oven. Like, the mall didn't have gas ovens, you used to have wood, or you want to put chometz inside the oven to make it burn, you're not allowed to use the chometz to burn with. Because that's considered you having Hanor from the chometz. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein beer chometz elos reifa. This is a new halacha. That b'shash you want to be mekayim the mitzvahs of a beer chometz, Rabbi Yehuda holds the mitzvahs dafke b'sreifa. And we'll see in the Gemara later how do we know this dafke b'sreifa. And we had the machoikas before, Rashi and Tosfos. When exactly is the mitzvahs beer chometz? Rashi learns the mitzvah is koidem shosh sheva, before chatzos. Before it's asa midiraisa, that's when the mitzvah is to burn the chametz, and that's what we do lemaisa. When we burn our chametz erev Pesach, that's according to Rashi Shita, that the mitzvah of beer chametz is before Kodim Zman Yisurei. And Tosfos holds no. Tosfos holds that the Zman Yisurei, it is a Zman beer chametz, is misreif is only after Zman Yisurei. After it comes after Chatzos, that it's asa midiraisa to have the chametz. Now if you have chametz in your shus, there's a mitzvah to burn the chametz according to Rabbi Yehuda. And we'll see in the Gemara what the Machlokes is told you. The Chachamim say though, Af mefarer v'zer l'ruach. So the Shaila, if you garish the word Af or not. The way we have it, it says, the Chachamim say, Af, you can also take the chametz, mefarer means crumple it up, make it into crumbs, v'zer l'ruach, throw it into the wind, or else throw it into the river. Hey, that's another way of getting rid of your chametz, destroying your chametz. You don't badavka have to burn it. It's mashmi. If you want to, you could just throw it away. But l'vigaris af, mashmi, if you want, you could burn it also. Just, you don't have to burn it, according to Rabbonin. If you want to, just destroy it, throw it away. On the Sardis brought down the Rav Alfa's girsa and the Rosh's girsa, lesa, milas af. They don't garis the word af. As according to Chachomim, it's bedavka mefarav zer l'ruach, or else matel yam, but you're not allowed to burn it. And really, it's good according to Riff and Rosh's Gerson, because the Mishnah at the end in Temurah says that the usually by Yisuri Anor, there are two types. There's Yisuri Anor that's Toyin Sreifam, and there's Yisuri Anor that's Minan Egborim. Minan Egborim means you don't have to burn it, and Fakat, you're only supposed to bury it. And the Gemara there says that the Egborim is also the Sreifam. On Yisuri Anor that you're only supposed to burn, that you're only supposed to bury, you're not going to let it burn it. And the reason is because the Yisurah know that you burn, if it's a mitzvah to burn it, after you burn it, it becomes mutav hanor. It's called nasa mitzvosai, and after you did the mitzvah, it's mutav hanor. Mashenken, the Yisurah know that just have to bury, it never becomes mutav hanor. Therefore, matchila, you're not supposed to burn it. Because if you are going to go and burn it, people will think that once it's burnt, it's mutav to have hanor from it. And that's not true. And those Yisurah know that there's no mitzvah to burn, if you burn it, it doesn't become mutav hanor. The yeshes are still osir. So therefore, something that's only minan egborim supposed to be burned, that buried, you're not supposed to burn it. So that's why the Riff and the Rosh takes out the girsa, so don't be girsa af. But according to Chachamim, that there's no mitzvah to burn chometz, therefore it's a regular yisuri anor, and therefore taki, you're not supposed to burn it. But for ket, your dafka is supposed to be zer the ruach, just throw it into the winds of matal yam. That's the type of a kvura. But you're not supposed to burn it. Only according to Rabbi Yehuda, that there's a mitzvah of a sreifa, then it's good. Because after it's burnt, then it's considered nasa mitzvosai, and then taka it's mutav hanor. Now there's a shaila according to our girsa, why are you allowed to burn it? And they ask the Ksira in the Rambam, the Rambam paskins like our girsa in the Mishnah. The Rambam paskins let the Chachamim that there's no chiyah badavka to burn it, but if you want, you could burn it. Alright, that's a kasha on the Rambam. But our girsa is also, the Rambam has it, that according to Chachamim, the din is af. If you want to, you can also throw it into the yam. But mashmi, if you want to burn it, you could also burn it. You could do either one.
Couldn't you prove that off has to mean also here, because Rabbi Yehuda would run into problems on Shabbat if Shabbat were Erev Pesach?
No, talk later. Let's see Rashi. Kol shor shemut lechel meichel lidyuk yitzvich. I need this for diyuk. The tedik we learn out from me, homi shor sheinu mutal lechel. When it comes the time Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat it. Is einu mutal lechel? Then it's also banu. In lo yasik, you shouldn't burn. You shouldn't use it for fuel. The Gemara parach pshita. Honami hanohi. What does the Mishnah have to say it for? Once it says chometz is also banu, pshita, you can't use it to burn with. So the Gemara. So the Mishnah says. Kol shor shemut lechol. Any time an erev Pesach, like the fourth or fifth hour, we'll soon see that you're allowed to eat it, is meichel. You're allowed to feed your animals, means it's mutar banor. Ha kol shor sheinu mutar lechol. Mashmi, as soon as it comes a time that you're not allowed to eat the chametz anymore, is right away at that second ainay machol. You're not allowed to give it to your animals to eat either. In other words, it becomes osa banor. That the two isurim are totally zeh bezeh. When it's mutter b'achila, it's mutter b'hanor. As soon as it becomes osa for you to eat it, you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from it. Is l'atmar lema mastisin to like Rabbi Yehuda? Our mission does not come out good according to Rabbi Yehuda. Dear Rabbi Yehuda, because if it comes out according to Rabbi Yehuda, we learned before that ho'ika chomish. Rabbi Yehuda learns that the fifth hour of the morning on Erev Pesach, the ainu oichel midirabbonin, you're not allowed to eat the chometz anymore. But umaychel, but the chometz is still mutter b'hanor. The whole fifth hour it's still mutter banor. Only the sixth hour it becomes osa banor. The Tanan, we learned before, Rabbi Meir Oimer, Oichlin Kol Chomish. Rabbi Meir Shita is that you're allowed to eat the chomish the whole fifth hour. V'sarfim etchila sheish. As soon as it comes the beginning of the sixth hour, or Erev Pesach, that's when two things happen. It's osa b'achila, and it's osa banor. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, no. If Yehuda says, Oichlin Kol Arba, only the first 4 hours of the day, you're allowed to eat the chametz. As soon as it comes the beginning of the fifth hour, you're not allowed to eat it. V'toilen kol chomish. But the whole fifth hour, it's not osa b'hanor. You don't have to burn it. You're allowed to have hanor from the chomish on the fifth hour. So the fifth hour, on Erev Pesach, that's the hour that you're not allowed to eat it. It's also b'achilu the chomish, but it's still mutav hanor. Mashenkeh v'sarfim b'tchila sheish. When it comes to the beginning of the sixth hour, that's when it's also b'hanor even midirabonim. And therefore, you have to burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour. So the Chor, our mission does not come out good, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's the fifth hour that you're not allowed to eat it, but you're still allowed to have hanor from it. And our mission is mashma, that the second you're not allowed to eat it, that's the same time that it's also b'hanor. So the Chor is on the Gemara of Yelo Mai, Rabbi Meihi. Who does our mission go like? The Chor goes according to Rabbi Meir. That what? That Rabbi Meir says that the fifth hour you're allowed to eat the chometz, and it's mutter b'hanor. As soon as it comes the sixth hour, that's when two things happen. It's also banor and vachilom, so it's good our Mishnah. So the Gemara, no, it still doesn't come out good according to our Meir. So the Gemara, hi kol shor shemutu lechol meichol. Why does the Mishnah say an extra word of shemutu? It says kol shor shemutu. Anytime you're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to have banor from it. Kol shor sheoichel meichol miboylei. It just should have said, anytime you can eat it, you can have banor from it. Why does it have to put the word in mutter for? Our Mishnah says, kol shor shemutter lechol. The Joshua said, kol shor sheoichel meichel. Anytime you're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to feed it to somebody else. The Loshen mutter is mashma. We're talking about two different people. That kol zman it's mutter for one person, another person is allowed to have hanor from it. That's the word shemutter means. It's like talking about two different people. That kol zman this person is allowed to eat it, somebody else is allowed to have hanor from it. So that doesn't come out good according to Rav Meir either. Because according to Rav Meir, there's one cloud. The fifth hour, it's mut everything, eating and hanor. The sixth hour, it's also both. So how do you have the case that it's mut for one person and also for somebody else? So Gemara says, Omar Rabba Barula, Mas Nisin Rabban Gamliel. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabban Gamliel. The Tanan, we learned before, Rabban Gamliel Oimer, there's a chilik. That chulin necholin kol arba. Chulin, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That regular bread, you're only allowed to eat it the fourth hour. When it becomes the fifth hour, you're not allowed to eat chulin. Mashenkein truma, if a kohen that has chomish, that's truma, kol chomish. Then you are allowed to eat the fifth hour. The fifth hour, the kohen is still allowed to eat his truma, that's chomish. V'sofrem b'tchila sheish. But when it comes to the beginning of the sixth hour, that's when it's also banor for everybody, midrabonin. Even a kohen is not allowed to eat his truma anymore, and he has to burn it then. V'ochi koma, this is what our Mishnah means. Kol shor shemuta lechol koyin. V'truma, he's kol zaman that a koyin is allowed to eat his truma, that means the fifth hour of the day Erev Pesach, is Yisrael Michael chudun lebehema. L'chayil, Michael chudun lebehema. That when the fifth hour, at that time, a Yisrael is allowed to feed his animals, in other words, mutabanor. Even though the fifth hour, a Yisrael is not allowed to eat his chametz, but it's called kol shosha mutalechol, means kol's the man the fifth hour, that there is somebody that has a head to teeth, that means the koyin is allowed to eat his truma on Erev Pesach. The fifth hour is Michael. Everybody else is mutter to have anor from his chametz. That's what the Mishnah means. So it goes according to Gamlio that there's a chilek between truma and chulin. Chulin is also the fifth hour to eat. Mashenkin truma is mutter the fifth hour. So this fifth hour, that's mutter for koyin to eat his truma, that's chametz. Everybody else is mutter b'hanor. That's Shana Mishnah. Star Mishnah like Rabbi Gamliel. Now the Gemara is lechaya ulayfis lomali lemisti. No, the Mishnah says, "Forget kon is Yisrael Michael chulun lebehema lechaya ulayfis." Now for the Gemara, lomali lemisti lebehema lomali lemisti chaya. What do you have to have both cases for? Why does the Mishnah say you're allowed to feed it to your behema and to your chaya? It's the same thing. I mean, it's both considered that the person himself is not eating it, he's only having anor from it. So once I say you're allowed to feed your behemoth, pshit, you can feed a chayr also, a wild animal. What's the difference between a regular animal or a wild animal? What's the difference? Tomorrow says, yes, we need both things. I need both cases. If we'd only say the chiddush, that you're allowed to feed your behemoth, I would say like this. Di mishayra chazilo, that if he leaves over some of the chomets, you'll see it. So since you'll see it, you'll be able to get rid of it. Like Rashi says, Behema, imishaya chazilei, shein darko latznia. It's not a derech for Behema to hide the leftover bread he has. Avuchaya, kagoin chudo nemiya v'chosol. If you have a weasel or a cat, darko latznia. If you give them your bread to eat, we're afraid that they'll take the leftover pieces and hide it, and it'll be in your house throughout Pesach. That's what chiddush. That if the Mishnah would only say, you're allowed to feed your behema, I would think only a behema, not a chaya. Avu chaya. What a chaya. Di mishayro kamatzniolo. But a chaya should be afraid that if he's going to leave over any chametz, he's going to hide it. Emaloi, so maybe you're not allowed to feed your chayas, the chametz, right before Pesach. Kamashma no that it's mutter. We're not afraid, maybe he'll hide it. If the Mishnah would only say, you're allowed to feed your chaya, your cats, you're allowed to feed your weasels, mishum di mishaira miyo matzno. Because if they do leave over any chametz, they hide it very well. Since they hide it very well, so Rashi says, I would think a chaya is better. Mishum di mishaira, if he leaves over some of the chametz, matzno lo, he hides it. V'loy over aleba ba yiro. So Drashi clearly, even though you have chametz in your reshus, but since you do not know where it is, it's hidden there. Your cat took the chametz and hid it someplace in your reshus, you would not be over by your bayimotzi. I mean, by your bayimotzi is only if you know where it is, or you knew you had chametz. And the Mefarshim say, at least you have to have vadei chametz. But here we're talking about it's a suffix if chametz went into the house altogether. Like you're giving your chayit to eat the chametz. It's very possible he ate up all the chametz. It's only a suffix if you left over something. So it's a suffix if you have this chametz in your reshus, and on the tzad it's there, he hid it very well. So since it's hidden, if you have a suffix, if you have hidden chametz in your reshus or not, there's no bayiro bayimotze. So that's why you would think it'll be good to give it to a chaya. Mashen chayna behema. Avo behema zimna de mishaira. Maybe you'll give your animal teat the bread, he won't finish it, and he'll leave over some crumbs. And it'll be really right in front of your nose, just you won't realize it, and you won't destroy it before chametz, before Pesach. And I would think we should be afraid. Maybe by feeding the animal the fifth hour on Erev Pesach, the behemoth will leave over some chametz, and you won't destroy it, and you'll be over by your bayimotzei, tzrichim. That's why I need the chiddush. No, we're not afraid of this. You can give it to the animal, and we're not afraid that maybe animal will leave it over and you won't destroy it. Because treat, if the animal leaves it over, you're going to see it. It's in front of your nose. And therefore, you'll burn it, get rid of it before Pesach. So that's what the Mishnah says, both cases is mutter. You're allowed to feed it to your animal, and you're allowed to feed it to the chaya, even though the chaya will hide it. The Miri learns pshat here that Avadi was talking about when the person made bitul. Hesi learns no, that if Stam of Achaya took your piece of bread and hid it someplace well in your house, Avadi midiraisi, you would be over with Bayiro Bayimotzain. Now the Gemara is talking about after the person made bitul. Since midiraisi, the bitul helps, so Mela we're not afraid of the isurim midiraisim. It's only after Rabbonon, so then we say these svaras. Since there's a suffix of there altogether, and a tzaret there is a hidden, you won't come to find it, therefore it's mutter to keep it there that way on Pesach. But other mafarshim learn, no, it's a svara even if you didn't make bitum. It's a svara that you're not over by your roll by your motzei, if you have a suffix chometz in your house. If you don't know chometz is there or not, and you don't see it, you're not over by your roll by your motzei. For the Gemara, oifes lomali, so you good, you answered why it says that behem and achai, the two, the chedushim. But why does it have to say birds for? Pshit, if you can give it to your animal's teeth, you can give it to your bird's teeth. Tomorrow says, nechonami, I think the tawny behem of achai, a tawny nami oifes. Since it already says chaya and behema, it already says oifes. Those three things usually go together. You talk about behemis, oifes, and chayas together. So since the Mishnah mentions already behema and chaya, it mentions already oifes also. Right, and then the Mishnah says that the way we're zetting on the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Gamliel, that the fifth hour, since it's mutter for Kayin to eat the truma, it's mutter for Yisrael, bahanoah his chomets. So Mishnah says, you're allowed to sell your chomets to a goy. Fretting more pshita, avadi you're allowed to sell it. Since it's the fifth hour, it's mutter bahanoah, pshita you're allowed to sell it to a goy. Why not? So Gemara says, lafuka mehai tana. Our Mishnah comes to tell us not like this tana. The tanya we learned like this. Beishamai yomim, Beishamai says, a person is not allowed to tell his chametz before Pesach to a goy. Elaim came yodeya boy sheyichlo koydem Pesach. Unless you know for sure the goy is going to eat the chametz before Pesach. His real mindset don't hold like Beis Shammai. But according to Beis Shammai, you're only allowed to sell your chametz to a goy before Pesach if you know for sure the goy is going to eat it up before Pesach. Like Rashi says, koydem sheyovei Pesach to kasavri Beis Shammai holds. Mitzvah lov levarim in oilom. V'loi shiyei kayim. The mitzvah bitul chometz is that you have to make sure your chometz is destroyed from the world. It's not enough to get it out of your rishus, but you have to destroy the chometz. So you can't sell your chometz to a goy. If he's not going to eat it before Pesach, it's not destroyed from the world. So according to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to sell your chometz to a goy unless you know for sure he's going to finish it before Pesach. Or Beis Hillel says no. That, like we hold, kol shor shem mutal echol. Anytime you're allowed to eat is mutal imchor. You're allowed to sell it. So the chura mutal echol would mean, kol zaman that the kayin is allowed to eat his truma, the fifth hour, that's when it's still mutal vano, you're allowed to sell it to a goy. We have Yehuda ben Maaseir Roimer. Kutach v'chol mine kutach, a type of a dish, that's a kutach, a type of a dish, something like mayonnaise, that has bread inside it. It's not a dish your mamish eat. It's only a dish that you use to dip other things into, but it has chometz inside it. The chol mine kutach, anything like that, that it's just a dish you dip into, you don't really eat it, is also limchor shloishim yom koydim lepesach. 30 days before Pesach, you're not allowed to sell to a goy. So Rashi learns that if Yehuda goes according to Beis Shammai, that Rashi shloishim yom, the second Rashi, the sphere like Beis Shammai. Rabbi Yehuda also holds like Beis Shammai. The zein anechu maher, this dish, you don't finish so fast. People don't need it directly, like mayonnaise. You dip other things into it. Now, what does it mean, 30 days? That's the time when you're mechuyev to be eisik in beer, like we had before. This is the time you start asking about Hilchas Pesach, and if a person goes away, he already has to make his bedikah beer chametz beforehand. Here also, you have to start thinking about 30 days before Pesach not to sell something to a goy if you know he's not going to eat it before Pesach. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos learns, no, Tosfos learns that if Yehuda goes even according to Beis Hillel, that usually chametz you are allowed to sell to a goy right away, but here kutach is something special, everybody knows who makes it. It's like a special type of a dish. Everybody knows Yaakov made this dish. So if Yaakov's going to sell his dish to the goy, when it comes Pesach, people are going to see that the goy has Yaakov's dish, and people are going to be choshed that maybe Yaakov made it on Pesach and sold it to a goy. So therefore, as Mara saying, you're not supposed to sell these foods to a goy unless you know for sure finish it before Pesach. But Abad Rabbi Yehuda does hold like Beis Hillel. Other chametz, you're allowed to sell right before Pesach to a goy. You don't have to make sure the chepes of chametz is destroyed. It's enough, it's not in your rishus. Just here at Samara sign, people will think it's your chametz, and they'll think you sold it to a goy on Pesach. Right, then the Mishnah says, Umutabano. You should know chametz is mutabano the fifth hour. Because the Gemara Pshita, Avad is mutabano, we're saying, we're allowed to
sell it to a goy, you're allowed to give it to the animals. Pshit to the fifth hour, still mutter bano. What does Rashi have to say it for? Like Rashi says, Pshito, to amrit Michael or Michael hainu bano. You say you're allowed to feed it to the animals, so pshit it's mutter bano. So Mara says, like Tzricha is telling you a chiddush that sometimes the chometz itself could be mutter bano even on Pesach. Not only on the fifth hours is mutter bano, but sometimes even on Pesach itself it's mutter bano. You burnt up that piece of bread, made it like charcoals before Pesach, before Zmanai. Or Kamashulon Kidrova. And the Mishnah lets us hear like Rava says, like Rava holds, like Rava said the Svarim. The Omar Rava, if you burnt up your chametz before Pesach, so before Pesach it lost its shame chametz on it, so when it came Pesach, this never became Osa Bano, it's not chametz. Is such a piece of bread is muta bano afilu liachas manoid. Even after chatzos, when it's awesome with the rice to have ano from chametz, still this piece of bread is muta. Since it was burnt up before Pesach, it lost its shame bread, therefore it's never chal yisuria nor on it. So Rashi learns here, Rashi letzrichum, v'hai muta alachas man kois, talking about after chatzos. You burnt it very thoroughly in the fire before Chatzos. So Rashi learns, you can't taste it anymore. It doesn't taste like bread anymore. Umarisa, it doesn't look like bread anymore. That's all. Chulag Rashi is a new type of a bittle here. If it doesn't taste and doesn't look like chometz, that's not called chometz at all. Therefore, the Yisra no is never chal on this piece. Therefore, you're allowed to have a no from it on Pesach. Tosis learns that out of the cloud there has to be any royal achilles kelev. That's what we hold. By chometz, it has to be such a piece of bread that even a dog would not eat it. It's not enough that a person would eat it. If you have certain type of chometz that a dog would eat, it's still also banor on Pesach. But here we're talking about the bread was burnt like charcoal before Pesach, that even a dog would not come to eat it. So when a dog wouldn't come to eat it, it's not called oichel at all. Therefore, it's not chometz. Therefore, it's muta banor. So that's what the Mishnah means. That this there's a type of chometz that you can have enjoyment from it even during Pesach, where it was burnt lagamri before Pesach. Then the Mishnah says, Ovas mano yosa banosai. Once it comes chatzos, or else the sixth hour midrabonim, it's also tavano from chometz on Pesach. But the more pshita avada, you're telling me now that Rashi I think is not gerus here the word pshita. The Rashi says you shouldn't be gerus the word pshita here. No, Latzrich, the Mar explains, Lishoyas Rabbonin. The Mishnah is telling us the Chiddush that even with the Rabbonin, it's also Osir to have Hanor from Chometz. In other words, the sixth hour is Osir with the Rabbonin. The Omer of Gidl, Omer of Chiyabar Yosef, Omer of Yechanan, Ha Mekadesh Mishay Shoyas Olamala, if somebody's Mekadesh Anisha on the sixth hour of Erev Pesach, with bread, with Chometz, and Afilo Vechito Kudanaisa, even with very hard pieces of wheat, that water came on it, so it's Chometz, still we say in Chishon Kedushin. The Kedushin is not Chal at all. Hey, why? Even though bread is a Shava Pruta, this wheat, so who you gave your wife a Shava Pruta, why shouldn't the Kedushin be Chal? The Teretz is on the sixth hour of every Pesach, Chometz is also Bano. You can't be in the Kaddish with the Surya No. You have to give your wife a Shava Kesef, you have to give her something worth something. If it's also Bano, you can't have any enjoyment at all. It has no Shavius. It's not called Shava Pruta, therefore you can't be in the Kaddish. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. That there's a time, the sixth hour, that's only also midirabonim. Midiraisa, you could have a no from it. Because midirabonim, that was also by no. And that's the chiddush like Rav holds, the sixth hour, if you mekadesh and isha, the kedushin is not chal. Even though the chur kedushin is a shal in the irises, and the irais it's mutter by no, the Rashi before brought down, we say, calls the mekadesh, right, the rabbonim mekadesh. You only make kedushin if the rabbonim am asking to it. And midirabonon, this chita now, is also by no. Therefore, it's not called a shal prutam. Therefore, the kedushin is not chal. Right. Then the Mishnah says, "V'loyasik boitana v'krayim." You're not allowed to use this bread for fuel to burn your oven on Pesach. As after Chatzos and Erev Pesach, it's also bano. You can't use the bread to burn with. For the Gemara Pshita, of course you can. That's called having hano. Like Rashi says, "To Amrit also bano soy." Since you're saying it's also bano, Pshita, you can't use it for fuel. And the Gemara loytzurich Rav Yehuda. I tell you, the Mishnah telling me Yechidish even according to Rav Yehuda Shita. The Omar ain't beer chometz el esreifa. If Yehuda says ain't beer chometz el esreifa, that how are you mekayim the mitzvah tashbiso destroying the chometz by burning it? So I would think salka daita chaminach. I would think hoyo v'yom Rabbi Yehuda mitzvah se esreifa. Since Rabbi Yehuda says you're supposed to burn the chometz, I would think va'ahad de kasaruf lei at the time when you are burning the chametz, l'saniminei. Maybe it should be mutter to have anor from the chametz at that time. Because since you're burning it, so after the chametz is burnt, it's called nasa mitzvosai, then taka the chametz is mutter v'anor later on. Like to use the coals for something else, it's mutter. So I would think, even while you're burning it, you have fresh chametz here, and you're burning it now, I would think, you know where the heat is coming from? Like, the heat is coming from the piece of the bread that was burnt already. And burnt bread should be mutter v'anor, kamash v'anor. That we consider the heat is coming from the bread itself. So even though there's a mitzvah to burn the bread, but kol zaman the bread is not burnt off the gamri, it's also to have anor from the heat while it's coming up. That's also also. But Taisa speaks out. But the kasar of Lelatani, I would think, Mishum to Rabbi Yehuda, the Yom HaChometz is right from, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds the mitzvah is to burn the chometz, the lachar is offering mutter. After it was burnt, the ashes is mutter v'anor. The Tanya Perek Basra, the Temura, we learned in the end of Gemara Temura, Kol HaNesrofim, anytime there's a mitzvah to burn something, offer mutter. It's called Nasa Mitzvosan, and the ashes of it automatically becomes mutter v'anor. See, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a mitzvah to burn the chometz. So I would think that, just like when the chometz is already burnt, the ashes, you're allowed to have anor from, I would think, Kuadin, now while you're burning it, it's also considered you having anor from the ashes. And that's the teretz's no. It's not considered having anor from the ashes, but rather having anor from the chometz itself. Now, Taisa Shitur is, says, Aval Rabbonon, the Ein mitzvah of Israel, the current Rabbonon, that there's no mitzvah to burn it, then chometz is a regular Yisuri anor, just to bury it. The Armina Perek Basa de Temura offer an osir. Lantaisis that according to the Rabbanon, the offer, even if you burn the chametz, it's osir banosil. It doesn't have a loch of nasa mitzvosim. According to the Rabbanon, that it's not minanis rofim, the offer is osir. This is Taisa Shita. Right, there's a famous Reb Chaim on this, that the Rambam holds not like this. The Rambam holds that even though he holds like the Rabbanon, there's no mitzvah to burn it, but if you do burn it, it becomes nasa mitzvosim. The offer becomes mutter. But Tosfos learns not like that. Tosfos learns that's right now. Gemara, the Gemara saying only according to Rabbi Yehuda that there's a mitzvah to burn chametz. So after the chametz is burnt, the efer, the ashes is mutter banor. So I would think you could even have enjoyment from it while you are burning the chametz. Kamash will know the mishnah. That's awesome. It's only mutter after it's in ashes. But while you're making it into ashes, then it's considered you're having anor from the chametz itself, and it's also to have the anor from it. Now, let's start taking a new sugi now. How do we know, like our Mishnah says clearly, that when it comes Pesach, it's also to have anor from the chometz? How do we know this? But we'll see later, there's man the Yom that says that it's mutter to have anor from chometz. Like it's not so poshy, the Torah doesn't say clearly that chometz is also banor in Pesach. There's a man the Yom later that says it's mutter banor. So Chizkiya wants to know, where does our Mishnah know to say that chometz is also banor on Pesach? Shenemar, Chizkiya says, because the Pesach says, Lo yeyochel chometz. You're not allowed to eat chometz. So we darshin lo yehei boy heter achila. Says a loshin lo yeyochel. You should never come to any way of eating it. An extra loshin of lo yeyochel means you should not have a heter achila. You should not have any enjoyment from it at all. Like Rashi says, lo yeyochel mi de karinon lo yeyochel. Since you're supposed to read it, like it says in the side here, lo yeyochem, mashma, lo yehei boy heter, you should not have any type of a heter, hamevi l'day shum achilom, that could bring you to any type of eating. Now, stam hanois, if you're going to have enjoyment from this bread, like sell it to a guy, is the day achil heim boyis, that brings you to eat something. Why? Shalakeach bedomim, you sell the bread for money, davar meichel, and then the money you have, you buy other food. And the Pesach is mashma, you can never get anything, any type of eating out of this chametz. So it's mashma, an extra lashon, don't have any enjoyment at all from chametz. You can't even sell it to a goy. Because selling it to a goy will bring away that you may have some way of eating from this. And any type of eating is awesome. So the new Pesach, lo yeyochel, says, it's even also banor. So to Gemara, according to Chizkiya, time with the cost of Rachmana lo yeyochel chametz. The reason why it's also banor, because the Torah says such a strong lashon over here, lo yeyochel. Ho loy cost of lo yeyochel, but if the pasuk wouldn't say this extra lashon of lo yeyochel, hava mina iser achila mashma, iser anor loy mashma. The Torah would have just said lo yeyochel, just don't eat it. When the Torah says lo yeyochel, I would think that means just don't eat it, but hanor enjoyment is mutter. That's what's mashma according to Chizkiya.